Welcome to a Page or Two podcast where authors tell us a little bit about themselves, then share with us a page or two of their works. I'm your host, Scott Taylor, the Bald Chronicler, and today we're excited to welcome Braden Bell, author of his newly released book, The Kindling. Welcome, Braden.
Hello, thank you, Scott.
You bet, you bet. Now, from your website, I just took some information. Braden is an experienced performer. He enjoys singing, acting, reading, gardening, and long walks with the dog. I didn't see any beaches in there, so I wasn't sure if you go on those walks with the dog on the beaches or you don't necessarily need a beach.
We don't have too many beaches in Tennessee, so I just stick to kind of the backwoods.
Okay, great. Braden, if you could, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Farmington, Utah.
Yay! And,
yes, went to Darrell Davis High School. I then served an LDS mission for 2 years in Pittsburgh, went to BYU and studied theater. Then I got married there. We went to New York City and did a doctorate in theater. And then we ended up in Tennessee where I teach at a small private school.
Great, great. And is this your first book that you've had published?
This is actually my second book. I wrote a very kind of small religious book called The Road Show. That came out, I think, maybe three years ago. But this is my first kind of general market book.
Sure, definitely. You are a teacher, and I've read the book. You're a middle school teacher?
I am, yes, correct.
Okay, and the characters in the book are middle school age, correct?
They are, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, and what gave you the spark? What kindled your imagination to write this book?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I kind of had in mind for a while that I wanted to write a book about sort of secret order of wizards living among people. I think part of that was because I was serving as an LDS bishop, and so I'd have these very kind of profound spiritual experiences on the weekends with people. And then I'd go to work Monday morning and just carry on as normal. And so I was, you know, kind of walking around just as a normal teacher. And then I'd go home and I'd have this, you know, these kind of profound spiritual experiences and with my congregation. And it sort of got me thinking about the idea of how teachers kind of have mysterious lives outside of school and things like that. So that was just sort of in the back of my mind. And then one night, my family came home. It was a Wednesday evening. They came home from church, and they told me it was a really stormy night. And they told me about this strange-looking man in a black cape walking over people's lawns in the storm. And I started thinking, what in the world would a guy be out in this weather for, and why in a black cape? And just those kind of strands of thoughts came together, and I started seeing. Actually, I saw very clearly in my mind a couple of the fight scenes in the book, and I wrote them right. I stayed up all night actually writing kind of the beginning and ending fight scenes, and then I just sort of filled in the dots after that.
Great, great. And the title, The Kindling, did that have any specific meaning?
Not really. I actually am really bad at titles. With both of my books, I've suggested titles, and the publisher offered me a contract on the condition that we change the title.
So okay.
I've never been very good at titles. This was arrived at. The kindling is a process that happens in the book. It describes something that happens to the main characters. And so kind of the publisher and I worked together and came up with that title eventually.
Sure, definitely. The kindling, it's not just another term for puberty, is it?
No. It is actually a much more specific and specialized phenomenon than just puberty.
Okay. Well, you know, it was interesting when I was reading it. It was almost like the kids would experience that, and they were in a certain state before, and then they would go through this process, and then they became something else. So I don't know why that came to my mind when I read it, but it did.
Well, I think that's a pretty. I wasn't intentionally trying to draw parallels, but you know, it happens about 13 or 14. I mean, there are a lot of, I guess, kind of physical similarities to the kindling process.
Sure, definitely. Well, I'm going to turn the time over to you.
All right.
And so if you would just like to give us a brief introduction and then just go and read and then let us know when you're done.
All right. I'm going to just start reading at the beginning of the book. And so I don't think it needs hopefully too much introduction because the purpose of the book is to explain what happens. But this is about a seventh grader named Connor Dell. Connor Dell didn't mean to set anyone's gym shorts on fire. He didn't know it would happen. He didn't know it could happen. And if he had known, he never... Well, that might be going too far. It started in seventh period science. All right, people, careful getting those Bunsen burners lit, Mr. Keller said. Nothing ruins my day like a seventh grader on fire. Requires all kinds of paperwork which will make me the grumpiest teacher in Nashville. Connor flicked the lighter and watched the spark jump into the stream of gas. The spark stretched into a flame, swaying on the Bunsen burner like a dizzy hula dancer. Connor's friend Pilaf plugged his nose. I hate that smell! Ouch! Pilaf jumped out of his seat, knocking his textbook to the floor with a thud. What's wrong? Connor asked. Nothing, Pilaf muttered. Look up here, people! Mr. Keller used giant tweezers to stick a chunk of rock in the flame of his Bunsen burner. The color of the flame tells us... Ouch! Pilaf jumped again and rubbed the back of his skinny pencil neck. Mr. Larson, is something wrong? Mr. Keller's red mustache magnified his frown. No, sir, Pilaf said in a squeaky voice. Mr. Keller shifted his frown to Connor. Mr. Dell, are you causing problems? No, sir. Why do teachers always think I'm causing the trouble? Glad to hear it. As I was saying, the color of the smoke tells us this mineral is calcite. Mr. Keller returned to his burning rock, and Connor focused on the experiment. But when Pilaf jumped again, Connor got curious and glanced backward. What he saw sparked a bonfire of anger in his gut. Jeffrey Anderson sat at the table behind them. Jeffrey always managed to look like a black-haired, blow-dried weasel trying to sneer while inhaling raw sewage. At the moment, he was smirking while barbecuing a paperclip in the flame of his Bunsen burner. After a few seconds, when the metal glowed red-hot, he threw it at Pilaf's neck. Pilaf jumped, and Jeffrey and his friends laughed. Jerk. Connor turned around to confront him, but Pilaf grabbed his arm and shook his head. He didn't say anything, but Connor understood. In seventh grade, some things are more important than first-degree burns. So that's two pages. Is that about right?
You know, that is perfect. You've kind of encapsulated the book in those first two pages. And for me, it makes me want to know more. So you're good with that, then I'm good with that.
Yeah, that sounds... I am good with that.
Okay, great. Now, how's the book doing?
Well, I don't know. I kind of made myself a promise. I wasn't going to... When I published my first book, I checked every week. I got sales figures.
Uh-huh.
But what I realized later was that after a couple months, stores will return unsold inventory.
Oh.
And so those sales figures you get initially can be deceptive because it includes what stores have ordered that they may return after a few months. So basically I'll find out in 6 months. I'll get a report, and that's... Until then, I'm just going to try not to pay too much attention to it because it can take over your life.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I understand completely. Well, I just wanted to give my 2 cents worth. I did read it, and I was amazed at how it could be read to or read by any of my kids. And my kids age, they're elementary school age to high school age. And so I'd feel comfortable with any of them picking up the book and reading it. And it is one of several, so I am excited for the next book to come out to see the further adventures of the kids and the teachers.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. You bet. Now, Brayden, how do our listeners find out more about you?
Well, I'd love to have them come by just www.BraydenBell.com, BraydenBell.com. And I have links there to my Facebook and Twitter. I love to interact with people. who on whether it's Facebook or whatever. So I've got a blog there. There's a couple different book trailers I put together. So I'd love to have people stop by.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Braden, I would like to thank you for stopping by with us today and sharing a small excerpt of your work on a Page or Two podcast. And once again, you can find out almost anything you want to know about Braden at his website, www.bradenbell.com. And you can also follow him on Facebook, as he said. And are you on Twitter?
I am. It's BradenBell.com.
Okay, great.
Site without a dot.
Okay, excellent. Braden, once again, I'd like to thank you, and I'd also like to thank the great Pat Leishman for his music, and you can check out all of his great music at www.imecho.com. So please join us next time at A Page or Two Podcast and hear great authors share a page or two of their works. Take care.